against the British Empire. The destruction of most of Rommel's panzers, which started a German retreat from North Africa that would culminate in the surrender of a large German force in Tunisia in May 1943, is depicted as a crucial marker heralding German defeat. In the words of Winston Churchill, it may not have represented the beginning of the end, but it was the end of the beginning. Later, he would say that before El Alamein, the British never had a victory, and after, they never had a defeat. The Battle of Stalingrad, which ended in February 1943, was discussed globally. Newspapers in Europe, the English-speaking world, and Asia all reported the widely held view that Stalingrad constituted a devastating blow to Nazi power. In fact, of all the battles of the war, Stalingrad, more than any other, is described as the decisive defeat for Germany. The surrender of the entire German Sixth Army in February 1943, with the loss of its equipment, as well as corresponding losses in other German and German-allied armies fighting in support of the Sixth Army, are seen as causing irreparable damage to Germany. It left no doubt that the USSR would survive and allowed the Americans and British to change the way that they planned for the end of the war. The Battle of Kursk on the Eastern Front, which started with the German offensive codenamed Citadel on July 5, 1943, is often described as the greatest battle of the war or the largest tank battle in human history. With somewhere between 7,000 and 8,000 tanks involved in the fighting, and possibly more than 2 million men, Kursk is seen as the last time the Germans could mount a serious offensive. When their advance ended on July 16th, the German army was placed in a state of permanent retreat that would culminate in the capture of Berlin less than 2 years later. These superlatives make for dramatic reading, but the truth is, within the context of German production, the losses suffered during each battle were small and easily replaceable. For instance, the German army lost at most 350 armoured fighting vehicles, AFV, during the first 10 days of the Battle of Kursk, when the fighting was most intense. During all of July and August 1943 on the Eastern Front, the German army lost 1,331 AFV. Yet during 1943 as a whole, Germany produced just over 12,000 AFV. This means that the Germans lost less than 3% of the AFV they built in 1943 during the Battle of Kursk, and only 11% of annual AFV production during all of July and August. El Alamein was even less damaging. At the start of the battle on October 23, 1942, Rommel's famous Panzerarmee Afrika had 249 German tanks. By November 4th, 36 of these were left. The Germans thus lost just over 200 AFV in 2 weeks. Within the context of German AFV production, El Alamein barely registered. Just looking at the war on land, therefore, it has to be said that it was the daily attritional loss of equipment that mattered more than any great battle. Individual battles might raise the daily loss rates by a few percentage points, but in and of themselves, they destroyed modest amounts of equipment. Even more surprising, however, is the minuscule percentage of overall German munitions output that these great battle losses represent. One thing that has to be understood about the war is that land armaments were only a small part of munitions output for Germany and Japan, and the USA and UK as well. In 1943, AFV comprised only 7% of German weapons output. This means that the losses of AFV during the high point of the fighting at Kursk represented an inconsequential 0.2% of German armaments production for the year, and those of El Alamein just a little more than 0.1%. Even the losses at Stalingrad